This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan. O one who sleeps, stand up and declare the oneness of Allah, the oneness of Allah. Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan.
Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome to the Philosophy of Fasting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah. Peace and blessings be upon Muhammad, the last prophet and messenger of Allah. As always, it's my ultimate pleasure to welcome in the studio Dr. Hatham Al-Aldad. Assalamu alaikum, Doctor.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thanks so much for joining us in the studio. Doctor, we're taking some time to discover in the last 10 days of Ramadan the etiquette and the Quran, the rulings. And we mentioned last time the etiquette basically is dedication to remind yourselves of the oneness of Allah. So let's find out a bit today about the rulings of the etiquette.
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. Etiquette, as we said, is a sunnah. A very highly recommended sunnah that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to observe during the last 10 days of Ramadan. Last 10 days of Ramadan, they start from the 20th of Ramadan on Maghrib.
Right.
So on 20th, the night of the 20th,
okay.
In fact, according to the Hijra way, the Islamic way, the night that follows the 20th is the 21st of Ramadan.
Okay.
So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to enter into i'tikaf status before the Maghrib on the 20th of Ramadan.
Right.
Means what? This means what? This means that the first night, it will be the night that follows the 20th of Ramadan, which will be the first day or the first night of the first day of i'tikaf, which is the 21st of Ramadan.
Right.
So this is the beginning of the i'tikaf period. I'tikaf ends after the person prays Eid day, at the end of the last 10 days of Ramadan. Right. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to remain in his i'tikaf until he prays Eid. Once he prays Eid, he leaves. He leaves the masjid, so it means that he left the i'tikaf.
Okay.
The i'tikaf is over. Or if we can say that the person prays Fajr on the last day of Ramadan, on the last night of Ramadan, that night will be the person continues for i'tikaf until the last day of Ramadan. The last day of Ramadan will be followed by the night of the Eid. So if he, according to the other narration, if the person prays Maghrib and Eid is announced, so this will be his last day of i'tikaf, or this will be the last point of i'tikaf for him. And there were some narrations where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sahbihi wasallam used to finish i'tikaf at that point, although it is advisable to finish i'tikaf at the you pray the Eid Salah. But technically speaking, the 10 days or the 9 days of Ramadan, the last 9 days of Ramadan, or the last 10 days of Ramadan, finish by Maghrib of the last day of Ramadan.
Okay,
so once they announce Eid, once they announce that tomorrow is the first day of Shawwal, is the Eid day, then the person can finish his i'tikaf. The i'tikaf is over for him.
MashaAllah. Dr. Hatham, you mentioned in a previous episode, I think it was the last episode, that, okay, Muhammad said it was advisable for the woman also, his wives did the etikaf. So let's spend a bit of time thinking about what the woman, how does the woman perform this?
Okay, see, we have to be careful. Mm. The Prophet ﷺ did not advise women to make i'tikaf. The Prophet ﷺ allowed them.
Right.
He did not advise them. He allowed them to make i'tikaf. So that is fine, inshallah, that women can do i'tikaf. And as we said that, the wives of the Prophet ﷺ did i'tikaf with him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam.
Of course.
Okay?
Yes.
So, women, and by the way, as we are talking about this, in the West we receive this question frequently that, oh, Sheikh, I want to do i'tikaf at home. Sisters ask this question, I want to do i'tikaf at home. We say, no i'tikaf at home.
Right.
I'tikaf should be in the masjid, to be dedicated for ibadah in the masjid. So this is the timing for i'tikaf. Mm. You enter i'tikaf just before the Maghrib of 20th of Ramadan.
Right.
And you finish your i'tikaf on the last day or after the Maghrib of the last day of Ramadan. And if you remain until Eid, that will be also advisable.
Okay.
Now, the during this period, the person has to remain in the masjid. The person has to remain in the masjid. And he should not leave the masjid except for necessity.
Right.
Or maybe extreme need.
Okay.
Such as if the masjid does not have facilities for the person to, for example, have a shower and he needs to have a shower.
Okay.
Or the masjid does not have facilities for the person to eat food. Mm. Okay. Although most of the masajid provide this, but
definitely.
Anyway, these are just examples.
Of course.
Or the person, for example, he left his family and no one to take care of his family. So in this case, the person is allowed to leave to provide for his family or to buy things for his family. Things like this. They said that the person in i'tikaf should not go and visit sick people.
Right.
Unless there is something extremely important for that person to visit this sick person.
I understand.
Other than that, he should not go and visit sick people. He should not go and attend janazah as well. Mm. He needs to be focusing on ibadah.
Right.
Ibadah includes reading Quran, includes making dhikr of Allah Jalla wa Ala, includes reflecting upon his life, his previous life, making istighfar of his sins, looking for the future, pondering upon the creation of Allah Jalla wa Ala, the signs of Allah Jalla wa Ala. All of these types of ibadat are considered to be ibadat that need to be done during i'tikaf.
Definitely.
And you see, there is a common mistake that some people do when they do i'tikaf. They think that while you are in i'tikaf, you can go around and hang around with people or move in the masjid.
Yes.
And when people do i'tikaf in a big masjid, they just move it from one corner to another corner. And they think that as far as you do not go beyond the boundaries of the masjid, then your i'tikaf is okay.
I definitely agree with
you,
Doctor.
We say, yes, your i'tikaf is okay, but the purpose of i'tikaf is what? To have little bit seclusion,
yes,
and to dedicate yourself for ibadah.
That's
right.
So
it is highly advisable for the person to stay in a place, in
exactly.
a particular place in the masjid, and to not to move around the whole masjid.
That's correct. Dr. Hatham, I want to join in that conversation here, because when I was in the UK and I was observing this, I was saying, why are these people sleeping in the mosque? I didn't know at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And they explained to me. And when I looked what they were doing, it was like a social event.
Mm-hmm.
They were drinking tea together, having, you know, they weren't overly laughing, but they were enjoying themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Allah doesn't refrain us from enjoying ourselves. However, you've just explained to us we should seclude ourselves, and this is a time of reflection.
Yes, this is the main. As you said, it's not... is not prohibited to enjoy ourselves, of but course. The main purpose is what? The main purpose is to focus on ibadah.
Definitely.
In fact, the purpose, the spirit of i'tikaf, the philosophy of i'tikaf, is to keep away from your family, from your other relatives, from your friends, from materialistic life, from social aspects of your life during these 10 days, and just focus on your ibadah inside the masjid.
Definitely, it's definitely true there, Doctor, because, you know, it made me feel to myself, look, these people are dedicating the time to Allah, however, they're not dedicating it in the correct way. They're wasting their own time by, you know, bringing, like, for example, the telephone, the Game Boy, the laptop with them. What is the point that you could stop at home and do this?
Yes. See, we have to be clear about the ultimate form of i'tikaf.
Definitely.
The purpose of i'tikaf. However, if the person, for example, has his laptop or his mobile phone and he's using it moderately, then it's okay. And see, in any ibadah, people differ. There are people who get the maximum of the ibadah and people who do not get anything out of the ibadah. And in between, people differ. And that's why we have to be careful when we address people. We don't want to put them off, but we would like to tell them that this is the best form of i'tikaf. It doesn't mean that your i'tikaf will not be valid if you use your laptop or computer or something like this.
Definitely, I understand. So, Doctor, what message can we give to the viewers if they are intending, okay, if it's too late for them now to do i'tikaf, what can they do for next year? How can they prepare themselves for next year?
This is a good point. It is a very good point. And that's why we said always plan.
Yes.
Plan for your month ahead.
Definitely.
And that's why the Sahaba used to ask Allah Jalla wa Ala 6 months before of Ramadan that they witness the month of Ramadan. This is a kind of preparation of what you want to do during the month of Ramadan.
MashaAllah. Well, thank you so much for that, Doctor. That's all we have time for right now in this part. Stay tuned. We're just going to take a quick break. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. You are honored, O month of the Quran.
Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome back to the philosophy of fasting. Salam, Doctor.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So, before the break, Doctor, we're talking about i'tikaf and all the rulings and finding out, you know, some excellent information. Certainly, it's enlightened my heart and hopefully, inshallah, it's enlightened the viewers' hearts at home. I want to, you know, quickly ask you some quick questions and pick up on where we left off before the break, Doctor, about i'tikaf. You were at a point about saying, you know, the importance of i'tikaf and what it's all about.
Yeah. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. Just to summarize what we have mentioned,
of course.
The main purpose of i'tikaf is to dedicate yourself for ibadah during the last 10 days of Ramadan. Right. This is the main purpose.
Yes.
And that can happen if the person dedicate himself in a single place in the mosque.
In the mosque, okay.
And not just move around everywhere. He can move, but the main thing is stay in a single place in the mosque and just to minimize the social interaction with people.
I totally understand and I agree with that. However, Doctor, would it not be fair to say, you know, one of the questions we could ask, could we not perform i'tikaf just for one day?
Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. It's true, some scholars did agree that you can do i'tikaf for one day. And they differ on the minimum amount of i'tikaf or the minimum period of i'tikaf.
Right.
Some scholars said that the minimum period is one day. Some other scholars said that even 1 minute is considered to be i'tikaf. See, the matter is flexible, but we are saying that if you go into the masjid for 1 minute or for 5 minutes, of course you are intending to stay in the masjid.
Of course.
Call it i'tikaf, not to call it i'tikaf is not an issue. Okay, it doesn't mean that by calling it i'tikaf, it means that you are doing the sunnah.
Right, I understand.
But the sunnah is to do it for 10 days, and it can be done for 1 day or 2 days or something like this, because Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said that he had an oath or another to make i'tikaf during the time of Jahiliyyah. He made that oath. So the Prophet, he made an oath to make an i'tikaf for 1 day.
Right.
So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Awfi bi nadrik," fulfill the oath that you have taken upon yourself. So 1 day or 2 days or 3 days, some people might not be able to do full 10 days. They can do for 1 day, 2 days, three days.
Of course. And would it be preferable then if they were performing that, if they had the intention to perform it for 1 day or 2 days at the beginning, or could they start off in like the last 4 days or something like this?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
The person enters the i'tikaf. The best form is to enter the i'tikaf, as we said, before Maghrib.
Definitely.
On the 20th of Ramadan. Mm. And then if you had the intention to complete it, but it happened that the person could not complete it for whatever reason,
then
that's all right, inshallah.
Sure.
By the way, you know, some sisters do ask this question, that they would like to do i'tikaf, and there is a good place in the masjid to do i'tikaf, but they are afraid to see the menstruation period.
Right, yes.
The menses. So we say, you go for i'tikaf in the beginning of Ramadan on the 20th before Maghrib. Continue your i'tikaf. Once you see the period, then you have to leave the masjid.
Yes, I understand.
You have to leave the masjid. And some sisters, I do remember receiving this question, some sisters said, but the place we are doing i'tikaf in is not a masjid, so we can stay in it while we have the menstruation period. And we say, this contradicts the nature of i'tikaf, because you have to do i'tikaf in a masjid.
Of course.
So if you classify that as a masjid, then you are not allowed to stay in the masjid while you are in your menstruation period. So when the sister has her period, then she should leave the masjid immediately.
Definitely.
And whatever i'tikaf, whatever period she spent in the masjid, alhamdulillah, that will be.
Alhamdulillah. You know, Doctor, it's so, you know, shocking to hear that, you know, you've had such a question put to you by sisters saying, but it's not a mosque we sleep in. Mm. What the ultimate place that you should do, which brings me to my next question, is should you perform i'tikaf in a mosque in Saudi, for example, Mecca, or can we perform in any mosque?
Yes. First of all, I would like to re-emphasize the point that I have mentioned before, that women should do i'tikaf, or the only way for them to do i'tikaf, or the only place for them to do i'tikaf, is in the masjid.
Yes, definitely.
This question that we receive frequently from sisters in the West, that they want to do i'tikaf in their home, that is not classified as i'tikaf. And they refer to Maryam when she said, "Inni nadartu lirrahmani sawman falan ukallima al-yawma insiya," and she stayed in a certain place. This is not i'tikaf from a Sharia perspective. This is not i'tikaf from Sharia perspective. Yes. What is known as i'tikaf is the i'tikaf that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself did, his companions did, his wives did, which is in the masjid. Now, the other point which you mentioned, can we do i'tikaf in any mosque in the world, or it should be in a specific mosque or specific mosques? It is true that there is a hadith that there is no i'tikaf except in the three mosques, which is Masjid Mecca, Al-Masjid Al-Haram, and the Masjid of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Medina, and Al-Aqsa. But this hadith, many scholars have discussion about its authenticity.
Right.
And that's why the vast majority of scholars believe that as far as the masjid is classified as the masjid whereby the five daily prayers are established, then that is a place for i'tikaf. Why the five daily prayers have to be established in the masjid? Because the person first of all, in order to classify that place as a masjid. Mm. Secondly, the person who is doing i'tikaf in a place, if they do not have jama'ah in that place, yes, then they have to leave to another masjid in order to pray jama'ah. And leaving the masjid frequently, this breaks the i'tikaf. Mm-hmm. It goes against the spirit and the philosophy of i'tikaf.
Yes, it totally goes against what, you know, i'tikaf is all about.
Exactly.
It's quite strange to have some questions like this put to you, Sheikh. Forgive me if I ask some naive questions, however, it's very interesting for myself. So, for example, if the brother was doing i'tikaf, could his wife visit him in the mosque? How does this work?
Yes, his wife can visit him in the mosque. Mm. His relatives can visit him, especially the close relatives, like the wife, if he wants to, for example, if she wants to provide food with her for him, if he wants to talk to her about important issues and something like this. The Prophet ﷺ used to receive some of his wives during the time of i'tikaf.
Yes.
But, of course, no intimacy.
Of course,
there should be no intimacy
totally,
whatsoever. Yes. And if it happened that the person went home, for example, to provide something for his family and had intimacy, had full sexual relationship with his family, this breaks his i'tikaf.
Right.
That his i'tikaf has been broken and he has to start all over again. Okay. That's why the person has to be careful.
Definitely. Yeah. So it's a good advice, you know, generally to keep it fresh, keep it like, you know, visit, just say assalamu alaikum and that's it.
Yeah, very simple and no much of socialization.
Exactly.
You can say. Okay. Because again, as we said, that the purpose of i'tikaf is to what? Is to dedicate yourself for ibadah. And, you know, as we are approaching the last 10 nights of Ramadan, and we said that i'tikaf is to be witnessed during the last 10 days of Ramadan, the most important part of ibadah during those 10 nights is to what is to witness and seek Laylatul Qadr.
Yes.
So that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he was doing i'tikaf in order to what? In order to seek Laylatul Qadr.
Of
Seeking
course.
Laylatul Qadr means he will match Laylatul Qadr while he was doing ibadah, not while he was doing something else.
This
paints the picture of i'tikaf and Laylatul Qadr and why i'tikaf is legislated to be in the last 10 days
Definitely.
Of Ramadan.
In Ramadan.
And the spirit behind it.
Of course. Doctor, again, you know, it's amazing that we have such questions from Muslims that are strong Muslims and they have a strong belief and then they're asking such questions. Why is it not, they don't already know the answer? Why is it they form a different answer?
Of course, see, in particular with i'tikaf, people always look at the physical aspects of any action.
Yes.
They don't focus on, you can say, as we are talking about philosophy of fasting, the philosophy of it, although
of
maybe philosophy is a word that might not be understood carefully by many people.
Yes.
The spirit of it,
yes.
The wisdom behind it.
The reason,
the reason behind
yes.
it. They just look at the technicalities and they ignore talking about the spirit, the reason, wisdom behind it. Mm. That is the main reason.
Definitely, yes. Doctor, okay then. So if you know, we had Muslim brothers, they wanted to do i'tikaf together. So, for example, we had the father, the uncle, the brother, the son.
They can do i'tikaf, but as you mentioned, this is a good point.
Yes.
Many people, as you said in the beginning, they go for i'tikaf for social reasons.
Yes.
Or maybe they don't have a place to stay, so they stay in the masjid.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the intention is, the main thing is to dedicate yourself for ibadah during those 10 days.
Exactly. So, Doctor, what message can we give to the viewers at home on the... Okay, we've mentioned that there's no, you know, specific reward mentioned in the Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but what can we say to encourage the brothers and sisters that want to do this next time?
That this is an action that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never left. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did himself every year after he started to do it in the first time. So if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it every year, then it is likely that it is or it is something very advisable that we do and observe.
For sure. So basically what we're saying here, Doctor, is as long as the masjid's established with the five prayers a day, we can perform itikaf in this masjid.
Yes.
And
this is the key. This is the key requirement for itikaf. Definitely. And the other key requirement for itikaf is to not to leave the masjid, not to have sexual relationship during the time of itikaf, whether the man with his wife or the wife to do it, if she's doing itikaf, to do it with her husband.
Exactly. Well, I guess we'll leave on that note, Doctor. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio today.
Jazakallah khair.
Well, thanks for watching. Until next time, I'll leave you in the safe care of Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran.